Psalm 56, verse 4 says, "In God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" Oh, I love that. That's Psalm 56, verse 4. Happy Thursday, this final day of the month of May, this May 31st, 2018. Can you believe June starts tomorrow? Just let that digest for a second. Just wrap our minds around that June 1st, tomorrow, 2018. Oh, well, Fred, I hope you're having yourself a great week. It's a short week. I know most of us had Monday off for Memorial Day. And so it's a short week for most of us. And even though it's a shorter week, it still feels like a long week. So regardless of what kind of week you're having, I just pray that you feel God's grace and experience it here this week. I woke up the other day. Oh, what was it? A few days ago, woke up with, you know, how you can feel sometimes, you know, how you can feel like a sore throat coming on. You know what I'm talking about? You don't have it yet, but you feel it in the back of your throat. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. So I've been having some special tea and some essential oils and all of this stuff. So we'll see how this goes, because the last thing you want is to get a cold in the summer. That's never did understand that, but I appreciate your prayers, that's for sure. Hey, coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, this is going to be a great time. Saturday night, June 9th, Ivan Parker will be in concert in Urbana. First United Methodist Church in Urbana, next to Lincoln Square, 305 South Race Street. Again, Saturday night, June 9th, concert begins at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30 for general open seating, which is free, by the way. But a love offering will be taken. But there's still room for you to take advantage of the special VIP reserve seating and meet and greet for $25, where you sit a little bit closer to the stage. You know, you can take better pictures when you're closer to the stage. And you get to mingle with Ivan Parker before the concert. That's $25 for the VIP treatment, Saturday night, June 9th, 7 p.m. More details, greatnewsradio.org. You can register for the VIP reserve seating there as well. Greatnewsradio.org, or if you need more information and a telephone call works best for you, you can call our office, 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Well, lots of neat stuff coming up here in the next couple of days. The group Final Authority will be in concert at Tri-Valley Baptist Church this weekend in Bloomington on Saturday at 6 p.m. Also, Hoopston First Baptist Church will be having their VBS next week, Monday through Friday, June 4th through the 8th, at Hoopston First Baptist Church in Hoopston, Illinois, 217-283-6820, if you want more details on that. And then Arthur, Illinois, will be hosting a special Hope in Christ Area Revival coming up starting June 13th. So lots of great stuff coming up. You can get more details at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on New Events. Well, just the other week, just the other Sunday, the Worldwide Church celebrated Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit into the church, the birth of the church. And today we're going to be talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's coming up right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And a couple of weeks ago, the Worldwide Church celebrated Pentecost, which is celebrated 50 days after Easter. At Pentecost, the disciples witnessed the birth of the New Testament church in the coming of the Holy Spirit to indwell in all believers. And today we're going to be talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So if you have your Bible today, go and turn, if you would, and if you can, to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14, we're going to take a look at verse 15 here. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Drop down to verse 26 of John 14. It says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." So some of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit, some of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is, one, he convicts us. He convicts us. John 16, verse 8 says, "And when he comes," that is the Holy Spirit, "he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment." He will convict us. I remember getting saved at the young age of 17 years old. That was a long time ago, by the way. And I remember sitting down in that counselor's office in Arlington Heights, Illinois. It was a Christian counselor, and shared with me my sin and showed me my sin. And then we looked at the holiness of God. And I remember so clearly the conviction of the Holy Spirit, the aha moment of, oh my goodness, I need a savior because I am a sinner. I remember that so well. So part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is he convicts us. Also, he seals us. He seals us. Ephesians 1:13, it says, "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory." Friend, the seal was a stamp of ownership and a finished transaction. Brother, sister, if you're listening today, when you get saved, you are signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit of God. I remember late last year I had to renew my license, and it was one of those where you have to go into the DMV, which is always a joy when you have to go to the DMV. And so I had to take the written test and take the eye test, passed it all, and so forth. In fact, I remember after I got my driver's license, I passed the test, and the location I go to is kind of confusing in the parking lot, so I'm trying to figure out how to get back on the road. And, well, in the midst of my confusion, I blew a stop sign in the parking lot of the DMV. How ironic is that? But, see, at the DMV, they have the seal of the state of Illinois. The seal. It lets everyone know this place is owned and operated by the state of Illinois. Friend, when you believed upon Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, he puts his mark on us, signifying that we belong to him. We are owned and operated by God himself. So we see part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is that he convicts us, he seals us, but also he comforts us. Go back to John 14. Verse 16, he says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever." Helper. The NIV calls it the advocate. The King James calls it the comforter. Another translation says counselor. The Holy Spirit of God comforts us. You know, I'll tell you what, friend, I've done funerals. I've preached funerals. I've been to people's deathbeds. I've been with folks in the midst of their despair, and I've seen God bring such a comfort that no therapist can provide, that no counselor can provide, that no friend can provide. Really, in Psalm 46, verse 1, it says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Always ready to help in times of trouble. Also, part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is that he directs us. Back to verse 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." In fact, in John 16, verse 13, it says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth." God, through the power of his Holy Spirit, will guide you and direct you. Have you ever prayed about a decision and you felt led? You felt a stirring to make a certain choice? Could it be that God, through his Holy Spirit, is directing you, guiding you? You know, I remember one time I was praying through two job opportunities that were really on the table several years ago, and one of them looked really good. I mean, just really good. All the health insurance, all paid for. I didn't have to pay a cent for any of that. And, you know, when you're a man with two kids and a wife, boy, that looks really enticing, really. I'm not kidding you. It was a ministry opportunity. But there was another opportunity. It didn't, the benefits weren't really there, but it was an opportunity to serve the Lord, and two paid okay as well, and option one seemed like that was the option to go with on paper. On paper, and I was just praying through, and I did not have peace. Friend, I did not have peace about one, about that first option. I did not. I can't explain it. I can't understand it. Naturally, I would go to option number one, the one that paid very well and all the benefits and retirement and all of that stuff. But I felt led. I cannot explain it. I can't understand it. It's above our pay grade. But I felt God through His Holy Spirit lead me to option number two. And I'm so grateful because a year later, the organization of that option number one closed their doors. Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. So He not just comforts us, He just not seals us, He doesn't only direct us, but He empowers us. Acts 1:8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. That's right, friend. He empowers us. He empowers us. He empowers us by giving us gifts, spiritual gifts, so that we can build up the body of Christ and also the kingdom of God. He also empowers us to overcome temptation. Friend, he can give you the strength to overcome sin and temptation. Also, through the power of the Holy Spirit, He empowers us to forgive people. Now, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. You know the story of Jim Elliot, the missionary, back in 1956. He and four other missionaries were brutally murdered in the Amazon rainforest by a tribe of savage Indians. And Jim's wife, Elizabeth, was obviously devastated. And while it would have been easy for her to pack up all her stuff and leave the Amazon rainforest and go back home, she did the hard thing. She stayed for two more years with the hopes of reaching them for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And one day she had that opportunity and she looked those who killed her husband in the face and she exalted Christ. She forgave them for the sake of God's kingdom, and she led those very same people who killed her husband to Christ. Friend, you can't do that in your own strength. You can't. You cannot. You can't muster up enough power in your own strength to do something like that. He empowers us to forgive people. He also empowers us to stand for Him in the face of persecution. You know, you hear these stories of people being down on their knees and looking up at a barrel of a shotgun and being told, deny Christ or meet your maker. Man, I don't know what I would do. Neither would you. We don't know what God would do. We don't know what the Holy Spirit would do in that situation and put on our heart. He also empowers us to serve Him. Serve Him. Moses gave God every single excuse why he couldn't face Pharaoh. He says, but God, I have a stuttering problem. I can't go talk to Pharaoh. And you know, we sometimes give God excuses why we can't serve Him. We talk ourselves out of serving God. But friend, we got to remember, He doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. He empowers us to serve Him. And finally, He helps us to pray. Romans 8:26, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of Christ, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Friend, when we don't know what to say, when we don't know what to pray, when we don't know where to begin in prayer, the Holy Spirit Himself intercedes on our behalf. So this month, as we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit into the church, we've looked at the ministry of the Holy Spirit, how He convicts us, how He seals us, how He comforts us, how He directs us, how He empowers us, and how He helps us to pray.
This is my Father's world. To my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks, of trees, of skies and seas, His hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. Oh, and let me never forget that though the wrong seems often so strong, God is the ruler, yeah. This is my Father's world.
Jaden Lavick, and this is My Father's World. Hey, it's Joey Kroll. You can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.